Welcome to the Connected Conversation with Brett Hill, a well-known mindfulness and somatic coach and coach trainer, as he demonstrates the power of mindful communication to change your life, work, and the world. Disconnected is the new normal. People are feeling overdriven, overwhelmed, and disconnected from meaningful conversations. But it doesn't have to be that way. Step into a life that works for you. Flourish and give voice to your natural creativity and purpose as you learn how to connect deeply and authentically with yourself, others, and the world. The Connected Conversation with Brett Hill starts now.
Hello, and welcome to the Connected Conversation. My name is Brett Hill, and I am a coach, trainer, author, speaker, the whole shebang. And because I'm really, really passionate about the way that mindful communications and just bringing even just a little bit more skill and thoughtfulness and presence and awareness to how we connect with other people and the words that we speak and the things that are in our hearts and minds that go on when we do that. Just a little bit of work in that area is transformational, can really, really make a difference in not only the quality of your relationships, but your professional life, the organizations that you work in, because if those conversations go better, then your work goes better and your career goes better. So this kind of taking time out of your life, so to speak, of whatever it is you're doing to work on yourself. And so many of you on Transformation Talk Radio are involved with, trying to be interested in being better people and, uplifting the world. And for those of you that are, listening to the podcast, I know you're called to that or you wouldn't even be listening to the show. And so my question is, how much time, how much effort, how much energy do you put into looking at the actual words that you speak? And what are you connected to when you say them? And that's the whole point of the Connected Conversation, that when I'm connected to something that's deeper within me, like my own truth, my own sense of justice, peace, beauty, creativity, joy, grace, what I call the absolutes, all the big stuff, right? The stuff that transcends like a momentary problem. And I'm connected to those things and I engage with people. It changes the conversation. It changes the way you interact. It changes the way you feel about the people in your day-to-day activities. And that results in better outcomes and more opportunities to have connections that are satisfying, that go deeper. I mean, and in this world we're in today, I just finished this webinar series called Mindful Somatic Coaching for these VUCA times. It's really, VUCA means volatile, uncertain, chaotic, and ambiguous, right? So it's like VUCA, it's a really cool acronym for a very uncool experience, which is kind of the world that we live in these days. And it really is a big deal because what this means is that we are so overdriven. Everything is so hyped to the max. I mean, you sit down and you watch TV, it's like Extreme Ninja Warrior, and it's like, Survivor, and who can make it through the gauntlet of this incredible effort forever? And the same thing's true with like business. It's like, can you work so hard that you lift yourself out of the masses and only those who are worthy of, who can sustain a superhuman effort arise to the levels of success that, make it to the headlines or become celebrities or become millionaires or billionaires. It's like that message is just embedded in everything. And there's a consequence to that. There's a consequence to that. It has an impact on our nervous systems when we're overwhelmed with, or I should say, we're constantly being barraged with this kind of messaging that we have to do more, be more, engage more. Everything is about whatever you are, it's not enough. And whatever you're doing, it's not enough. And even in some ways, it's like I'm talking about if you want to connect your conversations, there's something you have to do. Well, let's just start with that. The very first thing you need to do to have more connection in your life, which is driving in the opposite direction of all of this infusion of like, do more, be more, you know, overdrive your somatic experience of, oh, I'm so tired. I'm actually breaking down. I'm headed into a nervous breakdown. I'm headed to, you know, burnout. And the message was, you just keep trying because only those who do are going to make it. Well, your body is going, hey, take a breath. Take a beat here, you know, assess, right? And so step one is just check in with how are you feeling now? And I'm going to just ask you that question seriously to every single person that hears this. What is going on for you now, right now, in this moment as you're hearing me? What does it feel like to be you? And for some people, that is the answer to that is going to be great. And for some people, the answer is, I don't even want to go there. Because we are so overdriven that to look would be, oh my God, I'm going to have to come face to face with the fact that this is unpleasant experience being in my body right now, being in my heart, mind. Is not a great place to be because I'm just not connected to something that sustains. Instead, I'm connected to this overdriven mentality or over concern about, is something going to work out? Anxiety, you know, projecting into the future, something that you want and just driving to that at all costs. And I'm not trying to say that that's necessarily wrong. What I'm trying to say is that there's a consequence to it. Is the way that you're being, the way that you're engaging, bringing you the satisfaction and the connection to something that feels really core and deep to you that you want more of? And if not, why not? Because the question is, is it there to have? And I believe the answer to that is yes. And the answer to that is in the moment, you can be present with your experience. For example, if I step outside my door and I look up and I see, oh, it's cloudy or not cloudy or whatever, and I just get in my car and I drive off to the next thing. Nothing wrong with that. It happens to a million people a million times a day. Another possibility is to step outside the door, look up, see the sky, and go, wow, that is a beautiful thing. The sky is an awesome experience. Notice that feeling. Take a beat and go, yeah, man, what an amazing thing. And the way it feels in me, how do I feel about connecting to that? Not trying to make it, you know, a maha experience, an elevated experience, an enlightenment experience, but just noticing what it is rather than skipping by it. Now, that's just a small, tiny example of the kind of thing that's just right there for us to do all the time. But how often do we just blow right by it? Because we got to achieve, we got to get to the next thing, I've got to make it to wherever I'm going. And yes, we do have complex lives. We have to do these things. So step one is to slow it down a little bit. Check in with what is right in front of you. And that brings us to the notion of a conversation. You're talking with someone. What are you connected to while you're talking? Are you thinking about what you're going to say next? What do they think of you? Are you just problem solving and you connect it to the anxiety or maybe even the excitement around that? Like I'm saying, I'm not judging these things. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just asking the question, what is so? And encouraging you to consciously be aware of what the answer to that question is, because it matters. You need to, your interactions will go much deeper, much more satisfying when you're aware of and have then some choice about what you're connected to. So just like the blue sky is at your disposal is the wrong word. You can connect to that if you have a blue sky around. If not, there's a tree, a face, some music you can put on, something that lights you up in the language that I use, something that lights you up a little bit that you can connect to. And while those things are small, the practice of connecting to them is very, very important, because we're talking about training your neurology, training your nervous system, so that whenever you do interact with people, you can also notice the small things. Like, oh, nice smile. I like the way this person laughs. They really have a great way with language. I like the way they dress. Noticing those things. Connecting to them. Not, and then like I said, they're going to roll me over, sort of like, oh my God, I just think it's the best thing. It's like, don't amplify, but don't diminish either. Right? So we're not talking about making mountains out of molehills, so to speak. But we're saying, let mountains be mountains and let molehills be molehills. Don't make it all molehills or all mountains. So those are the kinds of things that are super useful for getting started with connecting with people in ways that are going to feel a little uncomfortable at first, because, and that uncomfortability is normal and expected, because it's not the kinds of thing we normally do. So, when we're talking to people, we're not normally thinking about these things. We're like, what am I connected to? What's going on for me? And whenever you do begin to do that, you start to notice what's important to you. It's like, I'm really, really paying attention to what I'm going to say next and making sure it's really clever and witty and received right. And when you do that, you're not really paying attention to the other person. And so, if you want to really take a conversation to something extraordinary, we're taking ordinary conversations to extraordinary moments. That's the name of this show, this particular segment. And to do that, you have to be able to pay attention in a deeper way than you normally do. And that means noticing things that you don't normally notice. So step one is you got to be willing to do something a little different. And whenever we get back here from the break, I'll tell you a little bit more about that, and we'll go into a little bit more detail on some specific things that you can do to help you take conversations into extraordinary places.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Is it time you finally did that thing you've always wanted to do, or did it way better, or fixed that problem you've been having for ages? It is time to build something incredible with Sam Bell as your coach, educator, and healer. You've heard her on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she is committed to helping you to stop existing and start living. Book coaching, healing, or angel card sessions at sambellinspired.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Life is so unpredictable, and sometimes trauma, grief, and other circumstances leave us feeling like the walls of life are closing in on us. Renita Bowe has been where you are. She is a Christian life coach, a motivational speaker, and a licensed minister. Let Renita help you begin to live again. For a free 30-minute consultation, visit VernitaInspires.com.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Connected Conversation. I'm Brett Hill, your host, and we're talking about how to turn ordinary conversations into extraordinary experiences. I mean, the whole show, really, the whole sequence of podcasts is about that. And in these first few episodes, I am going to give you some really great tips and practices. I mean, you can go pay good money and sit in a webinar or a workshop and learn these same things, but here they are. And I've practiced this for many, many years, and I've had some fabulous instruction from great teachers in somatic psychotherapy, group leadership dynamics. I was a public speaker for a lot of years. You know, I have a degree in interpersonal communication, so I'm just saying all that because it's not like, oh, he's all that. But I do have some experience with this, and I'm here to say that some of these practices can really, really make a big difference in your life. And that's why I'm so excited about it, because a lot of this stuff isn't like technically that hard. You just have to do it. And if you do, it will really, really help you, and help you in ways that matter, ways that make your life like a pretty sweet life. And I don't mean in terms of the things that you're achieving, even though you hopefully will achieve more, but in terms of your moment-to-moment experience, when you can sit down with someone and on purpose, intentionally create the circumstances that are necessary for a great connection to happen, then you can really, really have a lot of really juicy moments in your life that you kind of create out of thin air, just kind of the opportunities that come your way. So I'm going to tell you a story about a few of these. I had a guy in a class once who I was teaching a course that I designed and taught for quite a few years called Mindfulness and Presence in Communications. And we're talking about, you know, what's your story, right? And this kind of goes a little bit deep in the sense that we all have some story, you know, like, well, I'm a this, I'm a that, I could tell you a laundry list of my skill sets. You know, I'm a mindful communications coach. I'm a not a therapist, but I work in the world of like helping people become more mindful and present with who they are. And I can tell you things about me, things that I do, you know, like I used to sing, I used to play guitars and bands, I used to, you know, I was a spiritual teacher at a meditation center. All of those things tell you a little bit about me. And if I put a wrote them all on a sticker and put them on me. Those become the labels that I use to identify myself with. It's kind of like, well, that's who I am. And actually, there's a risk here of you thinking that that's who you are. But really, they're not who you are. They're just things that you have done. Who you are, if you've listened to Eckhart Tolle or Michael Singer or any of the, you know, the teachers of being, goes way deeper than anything you've done. Those are, your life is something that happens to you. It's not who you are. But in the culture, we identify as, you know, oh, I'm an accountant or I'm a lawyer, or, you know, we're identified as the things that we do. That's how it kind of flipped around. You know, in native cultures, in some native cultures, and I'm not an expert on this, so I don't want to present myself as if I were, but I have heard and read that there is a thing, they have a name that in some cultures where, you know, your family, your tribe knows who you are at a very personal level, and there'll be a name for you that is reserved for those people, for the people who know you and see you for who you truly are. And that's like a private name. That's like a name about your being, about who you are. And then there's your public name. So you have a private name and a public name. So it's almost like that, like there's a private name, there's a true name. And if you've ever read any fantasy or, fantasy books or something, often there's like, what's the true name? Like if you could speak the true name of the wizard or the witch or the dragon or whatever it is, you could dispel their power. If you knew their soul name, right? That's a secret. And we all have something like that, that's not dependent on what we do. It's something that manifests through us rather than the actions that we take. Now, why am I talking about all that? I'm talking all about all that because if you are connected to your story, when you're talking to somebody and you're listening for their story, what you're really doing is you're just comparing storylines. You're just saying, what's your story? How does that interact with my story? And that's not wrong. It just doesn't, it only goes so far. There's a layer underneath that that's more kind of soul to soul, that goes deeper than that. And if you connect to who you are in a deeper way, and who is that? Remember in the first segment I talked about when you step outside and you look at the sky and you go, oh, wow, isn't that beautiful? That's it. The you that connects to that beauty, the you that resonates with grace, peace, joy, love, creativity, justice, the you that resonates with that, because that's bigger than me or you. It's bigger. Beauty will be here long after I'm gone and after you're gone, right? Love will be here long after I'm gone or you're gone, after this, personhood of me leaves. Those things will persist. And so when you connect to the majesty of a landscape or a mountain, and you can feel millions and millions of years of presence in a moment like that, what is it in you that actually resonates with that? What is it in you that wakes up? It's the same thing. It's the same thing manifesting in you, recognizing itself. Now, what if you did that with people? What if you looked at someone and you just resonate with the fact that they're a creature on the planet that's born into this incarnated form, just like you, that is in a field of gravity on the earth that has a tremendous capacity to love, to be hurt, to know woundedness, to know victory, to have sudden losses come their way, to be celebrated in ways, to create amazing things, to be ill, to thrive. We all have that in common, all of us. And whenever I look at someone and I know that they've got ancestors like I do. They've got connections to people like I do. We all have that in common. And whenever I talk to someone and I see that, and I connect to that, then the words that they speak are just the labels that they have. And I see, oh, so you're an attorney. Oh, that's interesting, but who are you? I get really curious about that. What lights you up? What moves you to get up and be the person that you are? When you connect to that and you have a conversation, even if you're not speaking those words, that's what I'm connected to, it changes the conversation. And suddenly, the other person's going to know, oh, this person's really paying attention. They're really like receptive to me in a really deep way. You can feel it. When you're talking to somebody who's in a state like that, you can feel it. And if you somatically feel that in yourself, then, and I say somatically, I mean in your body, you notice that someone's listening to you. What happens to them is that they often, not always, this isn't universal, but frequently people will relax and they'll go, I just trust you. I feel really connected to you. And that's, boom, you're there. You're having a connected conversation now because you brought an openness and a willingness to see beyond the story into how someone is manifesting, to who they really are. And you do that because you connected to that in yourself. So that's the work. So I was telling you the story. This guy in the class, and he said to me, and he turned around, and we were listening to each other. And the exercise was listening behind the story to ask yourself the question, who are their ancestors? What is important to them? What do they value in their life? What moves them? What are they afraid of? What are they excited by? That those are the questions that are going off in you while you're listening to whatever they're saying. And then he turned around at the end of the exercise and he said, I realized that in order to listen to someone else's story, I have to drop my own. And I thought that was so beautiful because if I'm connected to my story, which is in his case, he was saying, I'm almost always thinking about what am I going to say next? I want to say something clever and be seen and appreciated by this other person. And if that's what you're connected to, you can't be hearing and seeing this other person. So this is open receptivity, listening in a deep way, connecting to what's really true about someone. And sometimes what's really true about someone is that they are not acting in a way that's very pleasant. And so we're going to talk about that too. Like, what do you do when, you know, going deeper in the connection is not really what you want to achieve. Some people, that's absolutely the case, right? And so how do you manage that? So I want to be clear, this isn't about creating intimacy with everybody on the planet. It's about learning to create the conditions where you can have that when it's there to have. And so that's the lay of the land about connecting in a really deep way and what's necessary in you in order to do that. And we'll have a lot more about this when we come back from the break. Thank you.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show, Untangled and Free with Joan, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships.
Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello and welcome back to The Connected Conversation. My name is Brett Hill and I'm a mindful communications coach, somatic mindfulness coach. I help people connect to who they really are, learn to speak and act from that place so that we can all live in a place where we can create a life that we want to inhabit that is in that inspires us and inspires other people. Because one of the things I found is that when you really land in the truth of who you really are, who you were born to be, it's inspiring when people encounter someone like that. You become an example for other people, whether that's what's on your plate or not. You wind up, you ever had anybody when you felt really like you were in your, you know, your stuff, you really felt, I mean, your good stuff really felt like you had it together, and somebody goes, oh man, that was just so great the way you did that thing. And they felt inspired, even though you didn't mean to do that. We are creatures that affect each other. You know, we look to each other to, as models in a way, and not just in a what to do, but how to be. And so we need people on the planet, lots of people on the planet, to model this, to inhabit authentically their what I call their embodied authority. And by that, I don't mean like, well, you're going to do that and you're going to do that. But I mean, speaking from the truth of who you are. Well, this is what's true for me. I don't really feel aligned with this. And that's what's true for me. So you can just say, no, I'm not going to do this because this isn't really what I'm about. I can't really do this. Can't really step into it. So having a clear boundary and enforcing the boundary. So, you know, it's not okay for me to talk in this conversation this way. You know, having a clear boundary about how you engage with other people. What's okay for you. What I call a non-negotiable boundary or rule. I have a few myself. But what I'm trying to say here is that when you get really connected to who you are, those things become kind of clear. You don't have to worry about, oh, where are my boundaries? Because you know. You know, because you feel it. It's like, no, that's not okay with me. And that is not up for negotiation. Now, we can negotiate doing things differently, but whatever we're talking about here, maybe the way someone's talking, maybe they're being mean to you, speaking harsh, angry words. If you are in a relationship where you're willing to hang in with that because it matters to you, then that's a decision that you can make. But as a general rule, someone being abusive to you verbally or otherwise, that's just a clear no. And it has to change. It has to be different, or you cannot be in that conversation. And that becomes very clear. And you saying that, I'm sorry, but I want to have a conversation with you because I care about either us or the project or whatever it is. However, this needs to happen in a respectful way. And I have a very clear rule about that. If we can do that, then great. And if we can't, then we can't have this conversation. What would you like to do? Being very clear about, number one, that it's not okay. Number two, that it's not negotiable. Number three, that you care. That you care. So that, so that's an important thing to say here about connected conversations, because a lot of people, they want to take on the role of a, you ever have someone like, you know, you're in a conversation and they start trying to want to teach you stuff or tell you everything that they know, and you didn't ask them to do that, but they just kind of cast themselves in the role of like someone being a mentor or a guru or, you know, an expert in the field, and they're going to tell you how it is, and you didn't ask them to. And so you're kind of going, what's up with that? You know, it's kind of like, I'm just talking about whatever, and you're trying to become an instructor to me. And so that's the kind of thing I was talking about, where, okay, this person's got a story, and their story is that I'm the kind of person who takes over or leads because I have this authority about this technical authority or this expertise in a certain area. And maybe they legitimately do, but that doesn't necessarily invite them into the role of being someone that can, that guide you, because you have to invite them into that role, right? There's a thing in interpersonal communication, authority is bestowed by the listener, right? You decide who has authority. You decide if, hey, this guy on Connected Conversation, he's got something to talk about. You get to choose that. All I could do is say, hey, this is really important stuff because I've learned it from great people and it's really done amazing stuff in my life, and I think it'll work for you too. And you can go, oh, okay. And you get to choose, but you get to choose. You get to choose who has authority. So if someone comes in and tries to choose for you, that can feel really like off-putting. So in that case, they're living in their story. They're acting out their story. And you can just observe that. And you can say, you know, I'm not really asking you to teach me here. I just want to have a conversation. And you just say no to the role that they put themselves in. Oh, well, as you know, I'm an expert. They're just saying, yeah, I get that. But you know what? I just feel like we're colleagues here and not necessarily in a, I'm not really looking for a mentor relationship in a situation. And I've seen relationships break down over that because someone just can't not do the mentor thing. That's the only way they knew to relate. And so you have to be careful for that when you have something and you are a leader or a speaker. Not everybody wants you to be the leader in their life. And so that's an example of, you know, a role where someone just inhabits and walks around acting that out all the time. And they're not necessarily paying attention to, am I being invited into this? Now, if they were paying attention and they were really a good leader, they would pause, they would notice that maybe I overstepped here. Maybe this isn't what this person's asking for. I wasn't invited to take on this role, so maybe I shouldn't. Or maybe I should ask, hey, you know, I've got a lot of experience in this. I'd be happy to share. Is that okay with you? Then you give a person a choice and you're inviting them into a relationship, consensual relationship, rather than a prefabricated one, right? One that where you're meeting. So that's an example. And there are many, many other examples like that. And so it's important to pay attention to what's the story that someone brings to the conversation? How do they want to relate? And are you okay with that? Now, all this sort of begs the question of how do you get in touch with this more core part of you? If you don't know what that is, how do you learn to connect to that in a way where it becomes an active presence in your moment-to-moment interaction? Well, there are a lot of different methods and techniques and practices, but I will say this. If you don't do things to move you in that direction, it just won't happen by itself. So it's like you can't just go, well, that sounds interesting, and then do your normal everyday stuff. You have to actually do things differently. I would say the number one thing to begin is a mindfulness practice. There's a lot of ways to do that. And whatever you have, whatever preconceived notions you have going off around the word mindfulness, just notice that and put a question mark on it, press pause on it while I explain a little bit. I don't necessarily mean meditation. I don't necessarily mean sitting on a cushion and chanting Om, right? I do mean a mindfulness practice of a sort. And I keep going back to that example. You're stepping out on the porch and looking at the sky, noticing that that feels good, and then allowing that to be present in your somatic, your embodied experience. That is a mindfulness practice. When you engage with someone and you see the way that they're talking, they smile, and you like their smile, and you notice that you like their smile, and you let yourself feel the smile and the impact it has on you on purpose in the moment, non-judgmentally, which is the classic definition by Jon Kabat-Zinn of mindfulness. That is a pure mindfulness practice. It has nothing to do with sitting down on a cushion. Well, it's not nothing to do, but it's not sitting down by yourself and meditating. And I want to be clear, that's a legit thing to do, and I would recommend it. If it works for you, there are some people that it just doesn't work for. That doesn't make you wrong or bad. It's just, that's just who you are. It's just like some people are allergic to peanuts, you know? They're not faulty. It's just who they are. Well, for some people, meditation just isn't the way. And there are many, many other ways. But they all have to do with this one thing, becoming present with your experience in the moment. Maybe you like nature. Maybe you appreciate the sound of the sea, right? So you just let yourself put yourself on purpose in those situations and let yourself have those feelings of enjoying them. Press pause on your life. Now, I actually have in... For those of you who sign up at theconnectedconversation.com on my newsletter, I'll send you some meditations that you can do that are short and powerful. So short is the key word here, right? Short and powerful. Because you've got to press pause for a little bit and check in with what's true for you. That's step one. You can't just power through the rest of your life. Well, you can, actually. You can just power through the rest of your life, and people do, right? And they have breakdowns, and they're lonely, and they're disconnected, and they feel like life didn't work out for them, and they've been a victim, or they work really hard, and it never worked, you know? And the truth is, as I say sometimes, is there are diamonds at your feet. But we're so busy running to the next thing that we don't notice them. So it's like literally like the old time phrase, stop and smell the roses. It's like, that's crucial, crucial. Because that's where the juice is. That's where the richness is of life. And if you're so busy all the time that you don't give yourself those moments, then when you're, you know, at the end of your life, you're going to look back at your life and go, oh man, what was I driving towards that was so important that I couldn't just take time to be present with the beauty that was right at my feet? We'll have some more when we come back with the Connected Conversation. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hey, welcome back to The Connected Conversation. I'm Brett Hill, and I'm talking about the most important thing in the world to me, which is how to have a fabulous life by being more present for it as it happens. It's like how to connect to the great moments that are all around us rather than fly by them as we are overdriven in this culture to succeed, to be superheroes, to, you know, be the, you know, the overachieving person who just barely makes it over the finish line after all the trials and tribulations, and you're, you know, you're a wreck, but you make it. It's like, yeah, those are fun stories, but is that really a way to design your life? Yeah, I don't think so. I think personally, and in my experience, I would much rather have a magnificent moment right this minute, right this second, than say, well, I can have my magnificent moment when I have seven figures in the bank. Well, you know what? There are a lot of people with seven figures in the bank that are going, hey, I could have felt good about my life 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, without any money in the bank. Let me tell you how deep this goes. My one of my heroes, Nelson Mandela, when he was imprisoned in South Africa, this just reaches me every time I tell this story. When he was there, you know, he was being tortured, and it was just, you know, just a horrible experience for many, many years in South Africa. His biggest concern, what do you think it was? Was it like, when am I ever going to get out of here? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to die in prison? He said his biggest concern is that he would grow to hate his captors. Whoa, 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 what? Like, what? I'm like, wow. So he wasn't so concerned about the future as he was about what is my relationship to these people now? And that is such a I want to use the word enlightenment, but I'm a little hesitant to use that word. But I want to say that's such a present, mature, and fully embodied place to be. What is my relationship to these people that are hurting me now? And so this is such an important question. And what he was connected to is, I don't wish to have an experience of hate. I prefer a different experience. And that is really the key thing. That's why this is called the connected conversation. What are you choosing to connect to? And if he can make a choice like that under those extreme circumstances, well, then I can choose to make a little bit different decision whenever I don't like the way a cashier is checking me out, or the bad deal I got at a restaurant, or when something goes awry. I can make a choice to not flip off into a tirade about how crappy things are, what a victim I am, and how, you know, my day is falling apart because of X, Y, Z. And, you know, maybe all those things are true, but is that what I want to connect to? So this is about accepting the truth of your experience. I'm not saying that you be okay with injustice. That's really important because a lot of people get really confused about it. They think that when you are saying yes to your life, you're basically saying, oh, it's okay that I was abused. Oh, it's okay that I got treated bad. Oh, it's okay. No, it's not okay. But that happened. So it doesn't help to be in resistance to the fact that it happened. I'll give you a quick example. If you have a flat tire at the side of the road, you can go, oh my God, this flat tire, it's wrecked my trip. I can't, I'm going to be late for everything and it's going to cost $1 million and I don't know what to do. And it's just, it's ruined everything. Doesn't fix the tire. It does not change your circumstances. All it does is change your experience in the moment. You're wishing, Eckhart Tolle is saying, you're wishing for a moment that isn't there. You're connected to the life that isn't happening and you're feeling the gap. Well, my life that I want is so much better than the life that I have. And I'm in this angst about the one that I don't have. Not helping you fix the tire. Instead, you could just go, oh, flat tire, unfortunate, that sucks. Acceptance of the truth of your experience. I have these things happen to me. That's unfortunate. That's not who I am. It's just stuff that happened to me. Has an impact on me. You break your leg, you walk around with a limp. It has an impact. But you are not a broken leg. You're not. You're just someone who had a broken leg or has broken. That's all. That's all. It doesn't mean you can't look up, see the sky, appreciate the beauty around you, feel your connection to who you really are. You accept the truth of your circumstances. Then you can make effective action. Then you can move not out of retribution, revenge, or the feeling of this is my due, but rather connected to something much more profound, something much more satisfying, something much deeper in nature. That's a huge secret, if you will. And one of the big benefits of mindfulness work is to say what your experience is and name it. So that's the exercise. If I gave you an exercise, it would be like, that's like, just name your experience. Oh, right now I'm feeling X. Right now I'm feeling Y. That's the truth of your experience. Right? And just naming it. And then you can do the same thing with people in conversation. I'm experiencing the beauty of their smile. That's what's true for me. And you can name it. You know, I really like your smile. That's one of the things I tell people in my classes and in my work. I say, notice what you, if you see something you like, name it. So that's really a tip, right? So take that out this week. Put that on your to-do list. If you see something you like, name it out loud. That's going to help you connect and connect with people, kind of help people. And if you do it with people, they'll go, oh, wow, that's so great. You'll notice and notice how it lands with them, right? There's so much more about all of this. I invite you to take a look at theconnectedconversation.com, where you can find links to a few of the things that I'm doing. One is a newsletter and a community that we're trying to build around the Connected Conversation. And I'd really, really, really appreciate it if you were to check that out. And I'll invite you to a private group, and we can talk there about what's important to you and how this works. And then also, I have introductory, because I'm a coach, and I'd be happy to talk with people too. So you can sign up for a free introductory session there, and we can talk about what's going on with you and see if there's a way that I can help. And then also I have a really special thing going on I wanted to name, that I have a training that I do called the Mindful Coach Method for coaches, healers, facilitators, where we do somatic training, somatic mindfulness-based training to help people do use the techniques that I use in my work, in their work, and so powerful and amazing that it's an 8-week training. Now, I need people, I need to record some sessions of me doing work with people that I can use in those trainings. And if you're open to that, then there's a special link that you can find on the Transformation Talk Radio on the website there for this show, and then also at theconnectedconversation.com. So check that out and sign up for that if you're open to being recorded and having that used as a teaching tool. This work can go really deep. It can be really powerful and can be really helpful to people to see how it works. And so you're invited to, free work in that way. If you'd like to take me up on that, that would be amazing, because we're really doing some great stuff with this work, and your help or your interest in it would be deeply appreciated. There's so much more to talk about with The Connected Conversation. So check it out at theconnectedconversation.com. And also, if you're enjoying this podcast and you would like to, see more of it, then check it out on iTunes, and any place else you get your podcast. Leave a review there, like it, send me a note, give me feedback. I would love to hear from you about it, and really appreciate you being here. Once again, I'm Brett Hill with The Connected Conversation, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Stay present.
Thank you for joining us today on The Connected Conversation with Brett Hill on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in next time to experience the power of mindful communication to bring deeper meaning to your life, work, and the world. Brett is here to help you step into a life that works for you, to help you flourish and give voice to your natural creativity and purpose. See you here next time on The Connected Conversation to learn how to enjoy the experience of your moment-to-moment life. For more information, visit theconnectedconversation.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.